What about how many grits or grits?
Oh, grits. Uh-huh. Grits. You know, you can buy a little, you can buy instant grit now in little packages, just a half a cup that you can serve for breakfast. They're real good.
What about a starch that's made from a grain that grows in wet places, that grows down in Louisiana?
Rice.
And what would you call whiskey that's made illegally out in the woods?
Oh. Bootleg.
Uh-huh. Any other name?
Well, no, I don't know. A bootleg whiskey, and that's all. What other?
What about beer that's made illegally?
Well, that would be beer.
Uh-huh. And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd say to someone, would you just...
Oh, that smells so good.
Uh-huh. And you tell someone, would you just...
Sniff.
Uh-huh. Would you say, would you just smell that or smell of it, or how would you say that?
Well, I'll just say, do you smell that cooking?
Uh-huh. And you'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is...
Real maple syrup.
Or this is genuine. And... if you were buying something wholesale, like several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it in...
quantities.
Uh-huh. Or you're buying it in...
I don't know.
Do you ever hear in bulk or bulk?
Yeah, bulk.
And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
Syrup.
Or maybe apple...
sauce, apple butter, or jam.
Uh-huh. Or what else? It's kind of
honey.
Like, it's kind of like jam. You'd make it yourself.
Oh. Jelly.
And a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie. You'd call that a...
sauce.
And what you season food with.
Shortening, or butter, or oleo, or fried meat.
Or what you have on the table, shake.
Salt, pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Well, I'd give him one.
How would he ask for it?
May I have an apple?
And he'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives...
across the street.
Or over?
Way over on the other side of town.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say over yonder?
Over yonder, yeah. But I don't remember when I said that. It's not very common, you know, over yonder.
Uh-huh. And you'd say to someone, don't do it that way, do it...
this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're...
poor.
And you'd say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child
that was rich.
We're talking about his father being rich.
Yeah.
Next door was a child
that had plenty.
Or what, father was rich. Next door was a child
with the father, that the father was rich.
And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard.
And you'd ask somebody if that's his orchard, he'd tell you, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
And you'd say, everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride horses.
And yesterday he...
fell off or got... is that what you mean?
Uh-huh. He fell what the horse? He fell.
Fell off the horse.
Okay. And you say, I have never, what, a horse? I have never...
ridden a horse.
Or yesterday, for the first time, he, what, a horse?
Rode a horse.
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You say, I guess I must have...
fallen off.